Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. Brad Gober joining us, coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, nice win in district play for your team on Friday night. You went 28-6 over Norton. As you kind of look back at that one, just take me through the game. It was definitely one where your big guys up front really controlled the game from start to finish on the offensive and defensive lines, and you were able to pick up a 28-6 win.
Yeah, you know, we were able to do a good job in the run game and really, you know, just take care of business up front, and which is obviously always the goal for us. And, you know, with what we do on offense and our personnel, you know, we did a really good job. And, you know, we saw some a front that we had not seen at all this year with kind of a six-man front. And so it was a little something different, and our kids adjusted on the fly pretty well. And, you know, we were able to chunk out some big games and, you know, really control the clock. Only punted one time, you know, and you know, we were able to do a really good job, just like I said, manufacturing drives and finishing drives. And, you know, we would have liked to be 35-0, but that's not how it goes sometimes. And, you know, we got some young guys into the game. They got some valuable experience there. Picked up 28-6 win, so very proud of our guys.
Yeah, you just kind of at the end is where they got most of their yards there. They went hurry up and got a lot of passes there at the end of the game, and were able to score on the final play of the contest. But just to hold Norton in check for basically a shutout for most of the game, especially for all your first-team guys, I mean, I know Norton's dealing with some injuries, but they still have some dudes over there, and you're able to kind of slow them down, and really Eli Jones was the only one throughout the course of the game that hurt you the most.
Yeah, I mean, you know, their running back was out, you know, and they lost their linebacker, one of their linebackers. And so, you know, it's one of those things for us where, you know, we kind of had a feeling that they were going to be a little beat up there coming to the game, you know, but they still had their O-line intact and D-line intact. And so for us, like, okay, so, you know, really this game comes down to us up front and, you know, on the O-line, D-line. And you know, we were able to really do a good job there and, you know, and really control, you know, the line of scrimmage on both sides. And, you know, on defense, you know, that's a big part of it. If you can control the offensive line with your front, right, it makes everybody else's job really easy. And we saw the fruits of that on Friday.
Getting a big district win for the Beloit Trojans against Norton on Friday night. They now move out of district to take on Concordia. When we come back, we'll preview Concordia and Beloit here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94 as we're still with Brad Gober, the coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, you get Concordia coming up next. It's a team that's 2-4, and you know, they've had some games where they've looked pretty good at times. They've struggled at times against some of the teams that you can tell are clearly better than them, and kind of they're winning the games they should here in this season. Just kind of looking at Concordia and what you see from them, what do you expect on Friday night?
You know, they've been a little up and down this year at times, you know, and part of that is dealing with, you know, just a new team this year. You know, he had a big senior class last year, and so trying to figure out exactly what his kids are good at, you know, it takes some time to figure it out. And, you know, I think that, you know, they've done a good job here recently, kind of, you know, looks like they've kind of condensed their playbook a little bit and focused on some things that their kids, you know, are having success at. And so, you know, they're going to, you know, I think they're a little better than their record shows. I mean, their schedule's been pretty tough when you start talking about some of the teams they've played and lost to. And so, well, they're big and they're physical. And, you know, Coach Edger does a great job over there.
It's a team that typically wants to run the football. So, again, you'll have to have the lines working pretty good in that one. Just when you see Concordia and what Coach Edger normally does, what's the biggest thing you expect to see there?
You know, I expect to see some sprint out pass game. You know, which is kind of what hurt us last year. And then, you know, a ton of, you know, buck read, or they pull both guards, and, you know, they're going to read our end, sometimes read our nose, and get both guards pulling onto the edge you know, force us to play, you know, gaps down across the board. You know, if we do that, if we're gaps down and we play physical, we'll be okay.
In a game like this, I know that the rivalry comes into play here and things of that nature, but it is a non-district game. So when you see this kind of late in your season here, what's the approach that you take of the fact that you still want to go out and play and perform and win the game, but also you got to come out of there healthy and do the right things to set yourself up for the postseason?
Yeah, we talked about the staff, you know, like this is kind of a weird time to have an open date, you know. So, you know, the big thing for us is to keep our momentum going. And just to play well, you know, go play well, keep the momentum going, get a win against our rival and keep getting better. But ultimately, you know, we also want to get out of this game healthy, you know, because this game has no impact on, you know, the playoffs and the things we're trying to do, you know, later this year. So it's kind of a weird balance there, but, you know, it's Conn and we want to beat them and you know, we want to keep this train going and finish the season on a high note heading into the playoffs.
Brad Gober, coach of the Beloit Trojans, here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Thanks for the time this week, coach, and best of luck against Concordia Friday night.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Fans can catch the game on Katy Country 94 online video stream at ncksports.com. Pregame coverage beginning at 6:30 Friday night from Beloit.
Our Beloit locker room chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit. For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in north central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Steve Tiernan. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And a reminder to catch the Football Express every Friday night at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Osborne Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94. Steve Tiernan with us, coach of the Osborne football team, as we recap your win over Wakefield on Friday night. Coach, you get it done, 50-0 victory there, called it half. Just kind of looking back at that one, Wakefield clearly a team that just doesn't quite have the guns at this point in time, but you're able to kind of go out with a workmanlike effort and pick up the victory. What stood out the most on Friday night?
Yeah, probably like that. Just like you said, that was kind of our goal all week. Let's go out and play to our ability, not to their ability. I mean, whether the other team's good or bad, all you can do is play to your ability. You cannot control the other team at all. And I thought we did that pretty well. And, yeah, Wakefield, I mean, they played hard. They were actually pretty physical. I think they're kind of banged up right now, and they're pretty young. So, you know, a few years they may come around.
Just when you look at this game, you know, not a lot of passing yards, but Doak was very efficient, 6 of 7. He also ran for 87 yards and 3 scores. As you've kind of watched him develop over the last couple seasons and then in a game like this to where you can actually maybe try some different things with him, what do you see from Doak there on Friday night?
You know, Doak's one of them that's just, he's a very smart kid and obviously pretty athletic, but he's just gotten better and better and better. I mean, until about halfway through this year, I'll be honest. I mean, like I told him at practice one day, I said, I think it's finally slowing down for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now he can call the play. He'll know what everybody's doing. And then the time he gets the ball in his hands, his mind's going 5,000 mile an hour. And he just kind of loses the point of what we're trying to get at and just does sometimes some silly things. But I think finally it's kind of, and I say finally, he's just a junior, but I think things are slowing down to where, yes, he's become a very good quarterback.
When you play in games like this, I know that you've had the opportunity here this season to really pretty much get everybody on your roster into games, but it becomes difficult at times because you don't have a full 8 that you can put back in to have a full second team or JV. So what's your approach on that, and how difficult is it to try to get everybody in but also understand that you just don't have the depth that you might have normally?
Well, I think as much as anything, we talked about that last week, actually, is rather than wholesale it, which as much as we can. Which, like, you still have three starters on the field, no matter how we do it. But and especially as it gets cooler, I don't want a guy to come out, because I'm in our kickoff team. We have one kickoff team. It's not like we're going to make two kickoff teams with 13 guys. So rather than have those guys stand over there and get cold, as it does start getting cold, and then have to go in on a kickoff or kickoff return, I'm going to try to keep them in on one side of the ball. You know, they might play defense one series and then offense next series and off the other. I mean, just kind of rotate it that way as much as we can, and that still allows us to get everybody into the game. And like I said, for right now, we're kind of just handcuffed on that, and which is kind of a good problem to have, as far as we have 13 guys that can play at a pretty high level. But it's bad in the fact if you are ahead by a bunch or behind by a bunch and you get a starter hurt just because they have to be in there.
Talking with Steve Turner, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the locker room chat. We come back, we'll preview Pike Valley back in district play, the final district game of the season for Osborne coming up on Friday night.
The better your seed, the better your harvest. The cleaned and treated seed that you buy from Midway Co-op puts more money in your pocket at harvest time. Midway has two state-of-the-art cleaning and treatment centers in Lebanon and Portis. We prescribe and treat the wheat and soybean seed that best complement your current soil conditions. Get the proven germination advantage over bin run seed, your best way forward. Call us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
346-5451, Osmer.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed, and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
And back on the locker room chats here on Katy Country 94, Steve Turner is still with us, the coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. Coach, you have Pike Valley coming up next. Actually, this is your final district game of the season. You guys are in the driver's seat here, so really it's just go out and take care of business and get the victory coming up on Friday night. Pike Valley decided to forfeit last week's game due to low numbers is what they had there with the trip that they were going to take to Mineola. So they are technically 3-3, 3-2 in games that they've had that were contested. But when you look at Pike Valley, what stands out with their team here this year?
You know, they're a team that's just always kind of scary. I mean, they lost the Reeves kid from last year that was really scary because that guy could make something happen at any time. But they do a very good job of just playing to their strengths. And I would say without the Reeves kid, they've lost some team speed. But they still do a good job of sharing the ball and just kind of trying to put you at a disadvantage defensively anyway. And kind of just trying to figure out what will work, and they stick with it pretty well.
With your team, just the mentality, how do you feel about their confidence here as you have just this final district game, and then you'll play Fairfield in week eight. But as you've seen them grow throughout the season in that area, what do you feel about that and where they're at heading into the last couple of weeks here?
I would say, yeah, that we've definitely gotten better. In fact, we were talking about that last night was at practice, was just how our playbook's expanded, but then again, it hasn't. I mean, if that makes any sense. I mean, there's a lot more things that we can do, but in a way, it all comes back to about the same thing, and just how we've gotten very good at doing the few things that we do, and everybody just has a good grasp of what we're trying to accomplish. And as far as the overconfidence part, I think I think we're right where we need to be. I'm not very good at many things, but that is kind of one thing I'm kind of good at is we'll never get overconfident. If nothing else, we're going to always have something to prove everywhere we go. So hopefully that continues.
Steve Tanner, coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck coming up here on Friday night against Pike Valley.
Okay, thank you.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust, fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
The better your seed, the better your harvest. The cleaned and treated seed that you buy from Midway Co-op puts more money in your pocket at harvest time. Midway has two state-of-the-art cleaning and treatment centers in Lebanon and Portis. We prescribe and treat the wheat and soybean seed that best complement your current soil conditions. Get the proven germination advantage over bin run seed, your best way forward. Call us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
346-5451, Osborne.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the KD Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And for the latest local sports information, visit nckssports.com. The Smith Center Redmen Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com, brought to you each and every week by Landmark Implement and by Nextech.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Darren Sass with us, coach of the Smith Center football team. Coach, a nice 48-7 district win over Republic County there on Friday night. I know it was a team that you were a little bit concerned about the way they had been playing some much better defense of late, but you guys were able to put 48 points up and really use that ground attack to have success there on Friday night. When you look at the way the team performed, how pleased were you with the effort there Friday?
Yeah, you know, they anybody who watches them knows they've got a couple guys that are really good players, and you know, we did a good job of getting those guys blocked, and when we didn't get them blocked, they did make some plays. But yeah, I thought our guys kept the ball moving, even got behind the chains a time or two, and we're still able to make plays and get first downs, which turned into touchdowns. So yeah, just happy with how the offense has been going.
I know everything you guys do offensively kind of is as you take what the defense is giving you, but it seems like here recently Bentley Montgomery's really stepped up for you. Had 131 yards and 3 touchdowns rushing there last week. What does Bentley bring to the table? What's maybe something that you can say about him that stands out different than some of your other backs that you've had in the past?
You know, the big thing is you're going to get 100% of Bentley every time that he does anything, and that's true of wrestling and track and football. So you're just going to get 100% out of that kid. And you know, I think he's reading holes better than he was. That's something we've been working on is kind of his vision, and I think maybe he's seeing some stuff a little bit better, and I think that's translated into some of that.
Where your group is at right now, this was actually your first week that you had back-to-back wins this season. You had gone win-loss, and then win, and then now you get your second straight there with that victory. As far as the confidence of this team as you go on throughout the season, how are you seeing that change?
Yeah, you know, and you know, we feel we play a good schedule and mm-hmm. we're playing good teams, and so those two losses came to quality teams, and so we didn't hang our head after those. You know, we just got back to work, and you know, the kids kind of laugh sometimes. It's hard to tell during film whether we won or lost or not, because you know we're going to find things that need fixed in either scenario. But it's been nice to have a couple in a row here.
We're talking with Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmen. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll preview another district game coming up this Friday against Sacred Heart here on the Locker Room Chats.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Welcome back here on Katy Country 94 on our Locker Room Chats. Darren Sass still with us, coach of the Smith Center football team. Coach, getting set to play Sacred Heart next. This is a team that you have had a lot of success against in the past, and I know some of those teams have been very athletic and very good, but it does seem that Sacred Heart is a little bit on the rise this year and have been playing much better here in 2022. They're 3-3 coming into this contest, where you've seen them sometimes where they have 0 or 1 win when you take them on. But with Sacred Heart this year, what stands out the most, and what do you see from their group?
Yeah, you know, what we always talk with our kids is, you know, this school has had a tradition in the past, and they do have success in several other sports, and so they have kids that are used to winning in those sports, and, you know, I think their coach is doing a good job of capitalizing on that, and he's got the guys believing, because I agree, they've won 3 of those games, and in the past they might have lost, and so that definitely shows that they have got some belief in their coach and what they're trying to do.
They have a quarterback in Michael Matusi that has the ability to throw and run. You know, the numbers aren't outstanding, but it does seem when I look at their box scores that he is improving each week. When you look at the way he's running that offense, what do you see on film from him?
Yeah, you know, he's one of those typical dual threat that you see a lot anymore. And you're right, he can run the ball. He's quick. He looks like he makes guys miss, and, you know, that's been a struggle for us. So that's definitely something that we're going to have to do, is keep him contained. And probably it's going to take 2 or 3 of us to keep somebody like that contained. But they've got a running back that hits a little hard, a fullback that hits a little hard. So, you know, that's the other thing. They're a little bit probably more run-heavy than they've been in the past, and I think that's probably led to some of their success.
You have just 2 games left here in the regular season. What's the message to the group right now? Is you've been through this many times before where you're coming down on the end of the season here and you want to be playing your best ball, but what's the message to the group when you're coming down to the end of district play here?
Yeah, we're just trying to keep momentum and keep rolling. You know, I think our defense is coming along a lot from where it was. You know, the guys are communicating and trusting each other. And all those little things just have to keep improving, because you're right, you're getting down to the end of the season where it's going to start turning into, or if you don't win at the end, you're going to be checking your equipment in. So we just need to keep improving.
Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center Redmen, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and good luck against Sacred Heart Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed, and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns and their head coach, Joel Strukoff. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week. And for the latest local sports information, visit ncksports.com. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns locker room chat is sponsored by Nextech, Insurance Smart, with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
This is Jason Broadfoot, and you're listening to KD Country 94, and we have our Wednesday night locker room chat, Thunder Ridge head coach Joel Strukoff with us, and just keep rolling on here. Now 5-1 and with a 55-6 win over Wheatland Grinnell. Your quick thoughts on Friday's football game.
You know, I thought finally this week was one of those weeks where we kind of wrapped everything up, put it all together, and it looked pretty good. Still had some small things that we can improve on, but overall as a team, defensively and offensively, it was a really good outing for us. Something that we had been looking to do all year up to this point, and finally, you know, a pretty good ball game all the way around. So really happy with the performance Friday night, and hopefully we can continue that on this week and then going into the playoffs as well.
When you mentioned that offense, pretty efficient on Friday night, especially the passing game. What, I think, 7 of 8, a couple of touchdowns, some big yardage coming out of that. Of course, you know, you're probably going to mention it's set up by the running game as well, but what did you do on Friday night that made it so efficient?
Just getting into situations as, you know, a play caller, and then, you know, just personnel that we have and getting them into space to where they can be successful, routes where they can be more successful in, and just overall, like you said, just being efficient with everything we do. You know, everything's on timing when we're passing the football, so obviously you've got to have good timing. Then obviously our run game helps that out a lot. You know, they overemphasize on the run, and then you hit them with the pass. So it's one of those things where just a good combination of run and pass together is always a successful formula for offense. So I think we did a really good job of that this week, just mixing things up, having a little bit more pass, and, you know, just the run was there as well. But opening that passing game up a little bit is really going to help us out in the playoffs, I think.
Speaking of the run game, some pretty big chunk plays coming along with that as well. Kind of talk about how well your offensive line and your backs and quarterbacks are working together.
Yeah, it just finally feels like we've got everything looking more close to how we want it at the end of the year. Linemen are really staying on their blocks. Had a few holding calls, but, you know, some of those were just being aggressive, and we want aggressive football. So those guys are playing aggressive up front. Backs are running hard, blocking for each other, just doing a good job overall of, you know, setting everything up so we can be successful offensively.
We're talking with Thunder Ridge head coach Joel Strukoff on the Wednesday night locker room chats, and we'll be back after this.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Back on the Wednesday Night Locker Room Chats, Thunder Ridge head coach with us, and now you turn the page, you look ahead to this Friday, St. Francis, a team that kind of took their lumps last year, started off a little bit slow, but they're a team that's getting a little bit better now at 3-3.
Yeah, you know, when we watch film on St. Francis, they've got some really good athletes, and like you said, I think that they're getting better every week, and you know, that's kind of what you want around this playoff time football. You know, you're getting closer, you want better opponents towards the end. And I think, yeah, St. Francis has definitely got better from week one. So with a lot of athletes, you just really got to be efficient defensively, you know, get your spots, play assignment-proof football. Offensively, you've got to execute because athletes can make plays. And, you know, you got to kind of eliminate those from the plays. So that's what we're going to try to do this Friday is eliminate their athletes they have for making plays, whether it's on offense or defense.
And that offense for St. Francis put up 58 a week ago. What kind of challenges do you think they bring offensively to your team?
You know, they've got a few guys that have some speed. Got one running back there with quite a bit of size. I think he's about 185 pounds, a little bit over 6 foot. So, you know, just going to have to be physical, play physical football with them, wrap up, tackle well, get eight halves of football on defense because they've got some athletes that can definitely make you miss and are strong runners once they get into open field. So you're going to have, you know, the whole team there to bring them down. You don't just want to be lazy and sit backside and not pursue the football. So just another emphasis this week of just playing good assignment football and then flowing to the football once you see where it's going.
Okay, Coach, how do the kids feel? Are they still healthy, and are you going to be missing anybody this Friday?
No, yeah, we're still healthy. It's always a blessing every week to come out of that unscathed and not have any injuries. So we've been kind of riding high on that this year. Had you know, the injury real early to Dalton, and then other than that, we've been pretty clean. That's always good. You don't want injuries, and injuries really can change a season, so we're very thankful for that.
Look forward to Friday's game against St. Francis, and we wish you good luck on Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook, agent, Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic, CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to KD Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express at 5:40 as we will get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.